brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
During this COVID-19 environment, Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs. We are open and working via telecommuting for technical support, activation questions, orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period. So it's best to contact us via email. So please write to us at support@duxys.com. That's support@duxys.com. Duxbury Systems makes accessible software for translating, transcribing, editing and baking Braille for about 200 languages. DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer. We also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So visit us at duxys.com. That's duxsys.com. Remember, Duxbury Systems is here for you.
For more than 60 years, AARP has focused on upending negative aging stereotypes, developing products and services, and widening opportunities at every age. We have been serving our members and society as a whole by creating positive social change through advocacy and information. The nearly 38 million members of AARP stand for generations and reflect a wide variety of attitudes, cultures, and lifestyles. Each day, we build on our history of solutions to fight for and equip each individual to live their best life. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. That's right. Hope you can have us in your home tonight. We have a tremendous show for you tonight. Yes, we do. If you missed last week's show, you missed a great show. You'll have to listen on our archive because all the shows are archived. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do if you have a finger and you can use it. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And for those people that are just tuning in and say, what is this show all about? Well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Before we get started tonight, let me introduce you to the players. First, my beautiful wife, co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I'm here as always. Welcome, everybody, to the last Sunday in June edition of the Blind to Beyond radio show, June 28th. Welcome, welcome.
And my guest host, I hope I can pronounce her last name. I'm going to give it a shot. Patricia Lipovsky.
No, Lipovsky.
Did I say it way right?
No. Close enough,
Patricia?
Michael. It's Lipovsky, though. But close
Lipovsky.
Enough. Hello, everybody.
Patricia Wait a minute. Let me get it. See if I can get
the
it right.
The lip part is easy.
Patricia
Lipovsky. Pretty cool.
There you go.
From Daytona,
perfect.
Florida.
From Daytona Beach.
That's right.
Daytona Beach.
And
Daytona Beach.
Back in the, we are all home here in different parts of the Florida. We're recording, and the show is being live from Orlando, Florida. But in the studio, we have our engineer and producer. His name is Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw, are you in the studio, Chris?
Hey, 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 Mike. Hey, Lynn. And hey, Miss Patricia. How art thou?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
It's Lipovsky.
That's Chris Shaw.
Hi, Chris.
How you doing? Did I get it right? Lipovsky.
You did great.
Did he get it right?
Cha-cha-cha-cha. There it is right there.
He paid attention.
You know, I'm part Polish, so I got a little bit in me, eh?
Oh, there you go.
I got a question for you, Patricia.
You might have some.
Were you married into that name, or you was that your born name?
I was married into that name.
Oh, probably didn't pick another name. Next time when you meet somebody, say, "Listen, what's your name? I got to know your name first before I tell you if I'm going to marry you or not. Because if it's too difficult, I'm not marrying unless you change your last name."
Okay.
So, Patricia, do you have any shout-outs for this evening?
Well, I'd like to say hello to Eugene out there if he's listening, and my good friend Jim. Those guys are both from Clearwater, and I'm not sure who else is listening, so I think that's it. Oh, probably Sheila. Hello, Miss Sheila. That's it.
All right. Well,
okay.
Thanks a lot. How about you, Chris? Do you have any shout-outs?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to all the great men in this world, all the great men across the nation. You know who you are. You don't need any clout. You don't need any kudos because you do a job every day, and you do it from the bottom of your heart. You do it because you care. You do it because that's what you know how to do. So to all the men for the month of June, hey, happy Father's Day. Keep being a father, a big brother, or whatever it is that you might want to call it. So to all the men. No, I'm not singling out the women because I give women credit all day, every day. But to the men, because there's a lot going on in this world that we live in today. So definitely to all the men, keep being the men that you are. Stand up for what you believe in and continue to stand up for what's right.
That's a good message.
That's a good message. And I don't know if the folks know that we're being powered by Spectrum. That's right. We're live powered by Spectrum.
Studio.
That's right. Spectrum Studios in Orlando, Florida. And by the way, folks, if you don't have AARP, well, what can I say? You should get it as soon as possible. Because if you're 50 years old and older, if you're over 50 years old, I really recommend be part of the 38 million people that belong to AARP. Great organization. When you start talking about senior citizens, well, that's what AARP is all about, watching your back, taking care of you. They're not a political organization. It's a great organization. It's all about seniors.
And right now they have a lot of information on their website about COVID-19. So if you have any questions, just go to aarp.org/coronavirus.
And you know, to belong, it's only $12 a year. And you know, you go to a restaurant, you show your ARP, you get a discount. A lot of restaurants. You go to hotels, show ARP, discount. A lot of places get discounts with AARP. A lot of places. It's amazing how many places give you discounts with AARP. So if you don't belong, I really recommend AARP. Patricia. You there, Patricia?
I am here.
Here's my first question to you, Patricia. Were you always blind?
Well, I lost my vision when I was 4.5. So basically, I guess for most of my life, yes.
And did you go to mainstream school or did you go to blind school?
No, I was mainstream through school right from the beginning. I started out in kindergarten and went right all the way through. I had a Braille teacher that came in first grade where I learned Braille. She would come a couple times a week and teach me Braille. She also taught me how to write in print so that I could sign my name, and she taught me, you know, the letters of the alphabet, both print and cursive. So, I went mainstream right on through.
Wow. So tell me this. Other than driving a car, did you find that you could do a lot of things that the other kids could do other than driving a car?
I did. I was right out there with the rest of the kids, actually. You know, I used to run the 50-yard dash on the playground. Way back there, we had playgrounds that were fenced in. So I would run the 50-yard dash, and I used to play kickball, and I just was right in there with the rest of them.
So you weren't totally blind. You had some vision.
No, I couldn't really see it hardly at all, especially when I was running. But I knew that it was wide open, and I had people like that would run with me or behind me in case something happened. But, I mean, it was basically just a wide open area. You know, you started, and then you ran to the finish line, which was just straight on down. And then as far as the kickball, you know, they would say a little to the right or a little to the left, and I didn't get it all the time, but sometimes I did. And then the person that was at the first base would yell to me, so I would run toward their voice. And then when I got to the first base, they would nab me. So it worked out pretty good. We had little provisions that we worked out.
You know, talking about running, I got to tell my listeners this. Very interesting. In the past week, since we've been on the radio, since last Sunday, I had a bad report from my doctor. He told my sugar count was not good. It was going in the wrong direction. So I made it my business to bring it down, my numbers. So every night now I go out running. Well, let's put it this way, walking fast. I'm going to tell you something. I'm amazed. I cannot believe that I'm walking. I walk for at least, the first time I walked for 15 minutes, then 20. And now I'm up to a half hour walking. Now, being blind, a lot of my neighbors said to me, how do you know where you're going? And the answer is, I can tell because I have a little sight. So I can tell the difference between a sidewalk and grass. So I can do that. So I look down and I walk fast. I look down because I can see the difference between the cement and the grass. And I use my cane the whole time. Let me tell you something. Since I've been walking, my numbers have gone unbelievable down. Right, Lynn? It's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. My numbers it's dropped down probably a good 20, 30 points every day. It's been dropping down. Matter of fact, the other day, it dropped so much, I had to take some sugar right away because it dropped so much.
So, Patricia, when we come back from break, as I assume, looking at the clock, we'll be going to break any second, why don't you tell us a little bit about your children, and did they play soccer or volley? Did they run?
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind Me On Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity, and your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are back. Yes, we are. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael, and we are back. The phone number, call in. That's if you can. Certainly hope to hear from you. It's 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
Hey, listen, right. We got us a caller on the phone line whenever you get some time.
What are you saying, Chris?
We have a caller on the phone line that wants to get in on this conversation and talk to you guys and definitely want to speak to this nice voice that they hear on the airwaves. Let me know when you're ready. Let me know.
Let's hear from
it's the one and only Jim.
Hello, Chris.
What's the name?
Yeah. Jim.
Jim?
It's Jim.
Jim.
Hey, Michael, can you hear me okay?
I can just about hear you. Jim, where are you calling from, Jim?
I'm over here in Crystal Beach in Pinellas County.
Crystal Beach, Jim. How you doing, Jim?
Not too bad. Michael, listen, you got a pretty good host on there tonight. I had to call in because I know Patricia, and she has some of these Zoom calls. I'm not sure what all they are. I know she does probably two or three of them. And I happened to call in on one of hers just to see how they were, and this gal has an excellent voice. I'll tell you, she, for a host in this, you better be careful, Mike. She'll be taking your job.
That's okay. I can use a rest.
Oh, there you go, because she is really good. I don't know how many she has, but I know Patricia knows me, and I just had to call in when I heard her on there tonight, and you got a good host on there, Michael.
Well, thank you so much. She's a nice guest host. Yes, she is.
Maybe she'll tell you some of these
thank you for calling
in.
Has.
They're really interesting.
Thank you, Jim, for calling
in. Okay, you take care, Michael.
You too. So, Patricia?
Yes?
So, before the break, you were starting to tell me a little about yourself. So, you said that you went blind at 4.5, and what was the reason that you went blind, do you know?
Yeah, it was different, I suppose. I was outside playing one day over a friend's house, went home, and I got a really bad headache, and my mom took me to the doctor. They examined me. They couldn't find anything wrong. She gave me some aspirin or whatever. I don't remember exactly what, but the headache went away. But within 2 weeks, I lost my vision, and I also became paralyzed on one side. So through various tests and a lot of different doctors and hospitals, they did all kinds of testing from spinal taps to exploratory surgery, just everything and anything you can think of. They couldn't find anything wrong. Everything came back normal. So they finally surmised. Actually, the paralyzation went away, thank goodness. So I was just left with the blindness. So they surmised after all these tests and time that I probably got bit by an insect that day I was out playing. And I contracted a virus that went to the optic nerve and killed it. And that's how I lost my vision.
Wow.
They couldn't find anything else wrong with it.
Wow.
Yep. So that's what happened,
basically.
So you
went to school. I hear you. You went to school. You mainstreamed.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then you got married and you had kids.
I did. I'm from New Jersey originally. And so was mainstreamed up there. Met my husband, who was in another high school that was in another town, and we got married and had a family.
Mm-hmm. So, I guess there's a lot of folks out there would like to know, as a visually impaired woman, how difficult was it to have kids, bring up kids when you're visually impaired?
Well, you know, you just have to be so much more aware. And there's a lot of little things you can do. It was a little nerve-wracking at first. Of course, my mom did not live that far from me. So she came over and helped me with some things until I learned what I was doing. As usual with any new mom, you have to figure out what you're doing as far as feeding and diapering and all that stuff, which I learned with no problem. When I was growing up, I used to play with dolls a lot. I always wanted to be a mom, so I basically did a lot of that stuff with the dolls that I played with growing up, believe it or not. So when I had my children, you know, it's funny how kids adapt. You know, people will say to me, well, how did you feed them? Because, you know, when they're little and they're in an infant seat, you know, after they're off the bottle and they start to eat baby food, you put them in an infant seat and you have to feed them jars of baby food. And so, of course, when you feed the baby food, you have to be able to spoon the food into their mouth. So what I would do is I would take the jar in one in my left hand. I would get a little bit of the applesauce or whatever it was I was feeding them. Then I would put my left hand on their left cheek, right next to the left side of their mouth. And then I would take the spoon, which was in my right hand. Of course, they had a bib on, too. And I would, as soon as they seen the spoon coming, they finally learned they had to open their mouth, and I would feed them that way. And the thing about it is, after a while, if I wasn't right on the mark, they learned to turn their head to where that spoon was. If it's a little bit to the right or a little bit to the left, they would accommodate me. So it's amazing how children can pick up on things like that. And it really became not so challenging after a while. It was a little bit challenging in the beginning, but it really did work out pretty well after a while. It's like they figured it out.
I would like to ask anybody listening to this radio show right now, if you are blind and you brought up kids, why don't you call in? I'd like to hear about what you have to say about how you brought up your kids. Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Love to hear about you as a blind mother, how you fed your kids. It'd be really great to hear. And how you brought up, if you're blind, as a blind mother, how'd you brought up your kids? Very interesting conversation. So talk more about your kids, bringing up your kids as a blind mother.
So the other challenge that you have is, you know, you can't just look and see what your children are doing. You know, and when they get into, like, the twos or a little old, well, maybe not even the twos, they're crawling, they're trying to walk and all this stuff, you can't really see what they're doing. And there's a lot of dangers as far as what's on the floor. Of course, I had a couple of cats. I had my service animal. So I was constantly vacuuming and making sure that my rugs were clean and my floors were clean. When they started walking, I put bells on their shoes so I could hear where they were. If I wanted to keep them in a specific room, like say I was in a room and I wanted to keep them in there with me, I would put gates up and they would stay in the room with me. When I had to vacuum or do anything like that, I loved the playpen. The playpens really came in handy. Once you get them used to it, you can put them in there. They have their toys, and you know that they're safe in the playpen. So that's what I would do with my kids.
What do you think you would have done if I was your child? Visualize this. When I was 12 years old, they were building homes behind my house when I was 12.
Right.
And one of the people that were building the house left his bulldozer with the key in the bulldozer. I happened to start it up. And I took the bulldozer, and I knocked the house down.
Oh, my goodness.
Next thing, I ran home. All the kids told the police that came that I did it. And the police came to my parents' house, and they were looking for me. I was underneath the bed at the time. So what would you have done to me as your child that you just heard your kid knock
down? I don't know, Michael. If you knocked the house down with a bulldozer, that's pretty extensive. I don't know. I would. Well, first of all, I mean, if you're obviously under the bed, I would have wondered what you're doing under the bed. But if the cops came, I mean, what can you do? I mean, kids do stuff. Kids do stuff. And you have to be ready as a parent. You have to be ready as a parent.
It's different today. Those days, they couldn't blame the parents. They couldn't do anything to the parents because in those days, what your kids did, the parents weren't responsible.
Right. Now it's different.
What?
Now it is different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, as a parent, especially if you're visually impaired, you know, you have to be cautious. You have to take extra safety measures, and you just have to figure things out. You know, the basics are still the same, but like I said earlier, you just can't glance in a room and see what your child's doing. You have to listen, and you have to listen well. You have to listen well and pay attention. Unless you have them in that playpen or something like that, you really have to listen well and be on your toes. It's a job.
Can I get in here and say something for a moment?
Sure.
Mike?
Yeah, Chris.
As a parent, I'd have told your John how parts up. I'd have whooped you all the way back to that house. And you better be putting that house back together.
I couldn't imagine you knocking a house down with a bulldozer, Michael. My goodness.
Oh, I can believe
that. The house wasn't finished yet. They just, the foundation was there and the first floor was there. The house wasn't finished yet. It was just being built.
My,
wow.
That's a call for some disaster. That's how you go in. That's how you go in on your child. That ain't Mike. No.
So, Chris, you know how you have your hands full with the girls. Can you imagine not being able to see the girls and taking care of them?
Oh, no, I couldn't. I really couldn't. That's a challenge in itself. Just having kids, period, is a challenge in yourself.
Right.
And to be fully blind and visually impaired, trying to raise kids, especially, God bless you. I know, because, you don't know. So having the bells on their shoes is a great idea, but at some point in time, I know those teenage years kick in and they got to sneak out of the house and you told them no, those bells come off. Or if you had animals in the house, you'd tell the cat dog to put the shoes on and walk around the house.
That was just for little ones.
No, that was just when they were little, when they would walk around and stuff like that. Obviously, as they get older, you have to adapt your what you do and how you handle things. Because at one point, I was a single parent, and I had a teenager who was very rebellious, one of my daughters. And it was hard. But I would say it's no harder than a sighted mom would be because, well, for instance, I'll just say my daughter was climbing out her window in the middle of the night. Well, I had my bedroom on one side of the house. My daughter was all the way on the other side. And, you know, she was climbing out and going out in the middle of the night. And one night, I don't know what happened. I went to bed and it just dawned on me to go to check on her. And she wasn't in the room. And I'm like, oh, my God, where is she? Where is she? And I thought about calling the police, but I didn't. And it turns out she didn't go far, but she came home, and I was up waiting for her. And after that happened, I mean, I was just a nervous wreck. I have to tell you, I was a nervous wreck. It's difficult. But I was a single parent, and so I think that challenge a lot of single moms or dads might have as well. But, you know, it was hard. It was hard. So, anyway.
Wow.
As they get older, they do different things.
So we got several callers on the phone line. I think Mike about to get a whooping off these phone calls. But in the same essence, we have Sherry from Orlando, Dave from Orlando, and Debbie from St. Pete. Let's kick it off with Sherry from Orlando. Sherry, you there?
I am here. Hey, everybody. Hey, Trish. How are you?
Hi, Sherry.
Hey, Sherry. How are you?
Good. You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I have kids. They're all grown up. And like Trish said, you adapt a little bit, like the feeding babies. That was messy, but you did it. You know, I did it similar to how Trish did it. And then when I had my younger son, there was a 10-year difference. Well, more than that. But anyway, I remarried and had my younger son, who is currently 23. But when he was a baby, a sighted mom told me about this thing called an infant feeder, and you could put the food in it, and it had a, you know, like a nipple, and the baby could get the food through that, and it kind of, you push the food up through that, and the baby could eat it, because, you know, the food's pretty liquidy at that point. And I used that a lot, but I also made sure I used a spoon so he could learn to eat with a spoon. So we did both. I did both. I thought that was pretty cool. That was something that made it a little easier. But the bells, I did that. But what I did, because I read somewhere that it wasn't good to keep them in shoes all the time. So I took a safety pin, a little tiny safety pin, and just pinned the bell to the back of their T-shirt or whatever they were wearing. And then I could hear them as they went through the house. And like Trish said, you just have to really listen.
We're going to break.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you. That's Sherry from Orlando. Thank you so much. We're going to break. Okay. Don't go away. We'll be right back. And other listeners on hold, don't go away. We'll be right back. And stay there, listeners. The people on the hold, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online.
During this COVID-19 environment, Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs. We are open and working via telecommuting for technical support, activation questions, orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period. So it's best to contact us via email. So please write to us at support@duxys.com. That's support@duxsys.com. Duxbury Systems makes accessible software for translating, transcribing, editing, and baking Braille for about 200 languages. DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer. We also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So visit us at duxsys.com. That's duxsys.com. Remember, Duxbury Systems is here for you.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are back. Yes, we are. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely would love to hear from you, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. I believe we have a call that's on hold right now.
We have several callers.
Okay, let's hear from one right now. Chris?
Yep. Take the call that was on hold before, Chris, one of the first calls.
Where are they calling from?
All right, we got our good friend Dave from Fern Park. Dave?
Howdy, guys and girls. How's
Hi,
it going, everybody?
It's going. You're fine. How
yeah.
are you?
Going, gone, right?
Okay.
Well, you know, the being a blind parent does have some very serious concerns, and it's interesting. I never, as a guy, I never really would have thought about it too much, being blind. But I worked with a girl in her early 20s that she was really concerned about getting married and having kids because she didn't know if she would be able to handle being a parent. And there, you know, not enough is done. I think, especially in younger age, teaching blind folks that they can be good parents. And of course, Lighthouse and lots of other places have training and such. But at least as a kid, or at least when you're taking care of young children, there are certain things that they, you know, that are out there that they've decided work quite well. You know, more of a scientific way of dealing with it. But once you become teenagers, like when Michael and I were rotten young teens, then all bets are off. That's where you really get the test of parenting, right? Chris can tell you.
Yeah, I'm trying not to tell on myself too much on national radio.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave. Thank you, Dave.
All right, thanks, man.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave, for calling in. That's Dave from Orlando, Florida.
Okay. We have another caller, Chris?
Yes, we got Debbie from St. Pete. Debbie, how you doing?
Hey, good. How you doing, Chris?
Debbie from St. Pete.
Hello.
Hello,
Debbie. Hey, I just wanted to say hi to Patricia. She and I actually grew up in neighboring towns in New Jersey, but we never met until I came down here, and we met at a Florida Council of the Blind mid-year board meeting.
What part of New Jersey are you from?
I'm from Perth Amboy, and she was from Woodbridge. Right, Pat?
Yep.
Yep.
We were one town away. My ex-husband is from Perth Amboy, too.
Right.
Yep.
And that's how I knew of Patricia. Her ex-sister-in-law and I were friends in high school, and she told me that she had a sister-in-law who was blind, but we never actually met until we came
Florida.
Down here. And I read an article that Patricia had submitted to the White Cane Bulletin, and I said, I think I know that lady, or know of her. And so I heard her at the next table at our mid-year board meeting, and I went over and introduced myself, and so we finally met. But otherwise, I don't have any children, but I've had 5 seeing eye dogs, so that was enough.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Debbie.
Thank you for calling in, Debbie. Thanks for
thank
calling
you.
In. Appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Thank Good
you,
job,
Debbie.
Guys. Okay.
Bye. Thank you.
Chris?
Yes, ma'am.
We'll take the next caller.
Hi.
Tammy's on hold.
Well, this is our caller right here, Tammy.
Tammy from Mitzi Kid.
Tammy from
Hey,
Mitzi
Mike, Kid. How are
thank you?
Thank
you, Tim. This is Tammy from Mitzi Kid. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. And how's Mitzi Kid doing?
Mitzi Kid is doing awesome. And, you know, we're trying to help people in this environment where everyone's having to stay in with some crafts so that they can keep their entertainment going.
Well, tell everybody who a lot of people never heard of Mitzi Kit, Tammy. And by the way, Patricia Lepofsky's on the line also. She's our guest co-host, and I say hello.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Tammy. I don't know if you remember me, but I did order some masks from you. I live in Daytona Beach.
Okay, awesome.
Yes, and I have to say, they were beautiful. They turned out very well.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, ma'am, yeah,
so, and that's something to mention. So Mitzi Kit is our business where we provide adaptive, tactile-guided projects that allow people to create beautiful projects like bags or face masks or blankets and other things. And, the face masks, as a matter of fact, were very popular because a lot of people obviously needed them given the current situation. And for anyone who is blind, they can call us, and we will provide them at the discounted price of just $3. So,
oh, that's really inexpensive.
Yeah, we're trying to help people out. It's basically at our cost. So please, if you know of people who are blind who are in need of masks, have them give us a call. And if they can't afford the $3, then give us a call anyway. We'll do what we can to help people out.
Oh, that's wonderful. So Tammy, tell everybody who is interested in getting started, what would be possibly the first project that you would suggest?
Yeah, so if you go to our website, we have three different categories of projects. We have the simple, moderate, and complex. And the simple can be something like a fleece pillow kit, which has pre-drilled holes, and you can either use a plastic needle and ribbon to lace them together. We provide the insert to go in them as well. And that's a great project to start with because it gives you the sense of the stitching. You can either do a running stitch or an overcast stitch, but without the fear of poking yourself with a needle. We also provide the shoelaces for people who might have a little bit more dexterity issues. So then you can just use a shoelace to lace up the four sides. So that's a great way to start. We also are coming out with something really cool, which are hot pads. So something that you can put on your counter, and when you have a hot pan, you can set it on it. And those are also laced up in a similar fashion. And that's a great way to get started.
The hot pads, are they thicker, or how does that work?
Yeah, the hot pads they're cotton fabric on the outside, and on the inside there is a thermal batting that will so that will prevent the heat from going down onto your counter. And then there's another layer of fabric and a backing. And it has pre-drilled holes, and these are laced up with a shoelace because the shoelaces are cotton. So again, that's heat resistant, and it makes for a beautiful trivet that you can set out on your countertop. And we have all kinds of designs, some cute ones with chili peppers or lemons or farmer's market type designs. So those are a big hit.
And Tammy, people should make note that it isn't just for women, it's for men also. The men
absolutely
enjoy making crafts also.
Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, you know, some of the patterns in the fleece pillows and fleece blankets that we also, fleece blanket kits that we provide, we've recently got in a bunch of sports-related ones, so some baseball, football, basketball,
oh,
and
nice
soccer.
Nice.
Yeah, and we have some wooded scenes as well for the men. And one thing that's really popular, especially for the veterans, we have a lot of patriotic patterns with stars and stripes.
I was going to mention that, yeah. Tammy, before we take our, we have somebody on the line that wants to say hello to you and Patricia, but I want to, just in case we get sidetracked, I wanted you to give out the website, the information, so if anybody's interested, they can contact you and order a kit or two.
Yes,
or
please. www.mitsykit.org. That's MITSY. KIT.org.
Okay.
Thank
well,
you.
I believe Chris said I could bring her in anytime I want. So we'd like to welcome Sheila Young. If you're there,
Sheila.
Yeah, be Sheila Young.
Hi, I'm
Sheila.
One of Missy Kid's best customers.
Yes.
I was just working on a mat, actually. I just finished a hot mat while I was sitting here listening to the show.
Wow.
I just called to say hi, one, to say hi to Pat. And hi to you guys. And two, to make a comment about the parenting. I think the babies are the easiest part of being a parent. I think it's the teenagers that are a little bit more challenging.
Yes.
It was very hard, especially when my kids got involved in sports and I couldn't drive them to their practices and their games. And you had to work around all that. So, you know, it's a challenge, but it can be done. And there are a lot of people out there that have made it work and have been very good parents. So, you know, my compliments to all of them because it is not easy as sighted people, let alone blind. So,
Sheila,
have a good
Sheila?
Night, guys.
Okay, thank you, Sheila.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate
Bye.
It. Okay, so
tell everybody, Tammy, before you say goodnight, a little bit more about the patriotic themes, because they're really, really nice.
Yeah, so we, as I mentioned, you can make pillows, or we even have patchwork blanket kits, and they're about 13-inch squares with different patriotic patterns. One is blue, navy blue with white stars, and matched up with red, pure red, so you have the red, white, and blue. We also have a pattern with the U.S. flags waving. So, yeah, and you can lace those up with fleece or regular ribbon. And I'd also like to mention real quickly, we give away free kits every month, and I would love to have people to get into our drawing. So again, another reason to contact us. We have a contact us on our webpage. Just let me know that you're interested in being in our free drawing, that we provide a pillow kit or pillow kits to organizations as well.
Very nice. Well, thank you, Tammy. Thanks for joining us again tonight.
Yes, and, thank you, guys, and thanks for having the wonderful show.
Thank you so much, and you have a nice July 4th with your family.
Anything you want to know about Mitzi Kit that you didn't hear, go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's on our website about Mitzi Kit.
Good night. Thank you.
Bye.
I'm going to say good night, Mitzi. That's her mother.
Yes. Right now, we're going to go to trivia. Trivia time. Trivia time's up.
This is Patricia's song.
But Chris, trivia time. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. If you know the song, here we go. Play the song. Who is it? Who's singing the song? Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Trivia time. Who is singing the song?
Call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry. You see, my love is alive. It's like a seed that only needs the thought of you to grow. So if you feel the need for company, please, my darling, let it be me.
Okay, Chris, it's enough.
Good song.
Good song. Big
song. During
the virus. Who's singing the song? That's Patricia's song. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? You know? You think you know? Now's the time to call in.
Yeah, I have 3 minutes to call in at the top of the hour.
Patricia, it was a good song.
I love that song.
All right. Okay, so Mike, Lynn, I'm definitely going to leave this one to you. All right? This one is way out of my hands. I don't know how you want to do this, but this is going to be the most challenging answers that you're going to get, and the most challenging aspect of it is how you're going to give it out. We got the dynamic duel on the phone line, and they both calling in for trivia at the same time. So,
hey, everybody.
So I'm going to have to let y'all handle this one.
They can handle it themselves. Whoever's the hungriest.
Hey, we got the trivia.
All right. Well, you can break the sandwich.
So this is the dynamic duo. One is from West Palm Beach, Florida, and one is from Canada.
How do you like that?
Actually, Jupiter, but yeah.
British Columbia.
Yeah, she's
British
a Columbia. Jupiter. You know what, guys? She phones you all the way from Jupiter to talk to y'all.
Right.
Yeah, these phone calls to Earth are a real expensive bill.
Well, hurry up with the answer.
Well, who do you think it is before we go to break?
Yeah, right.
That's Diana
Ross and the Supremes.
100%
right. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Subway.
Yeah.
Hey.
You don't have to worry.
Yeah, you should move in together. You can split the sandwich. You can split the sandwich.
That's going to be a neat trick.
I'll see. How do we cut it in half?
You're going to have to come visiting.
Hey,
we can't come visiting because the border.
Hey, Dynamic Girl, did you listen to last week's show?
They don't hear you.
Did you listen to last week's show?
I think we missed it.
I was gone.
Oh, you missed a great show. You have to listen to the web.
Better go to the website.
Oh, we'll
great
go to the web.
Last week.
Yeah, I was gone. So I've been gone for 44 years, actually.
Well, thanks
yeah.
for calling in. Got to listen to last
You're
week's
welcome.
Show. That was a great show. It was one of the best we ever had.
Okay,
all right.
Well,
hey,
do
Dynamic
that.
Duo,
yeah.
hold on. Don't hang up, all right?
Take care.
Thank you.
You too.
You too.
All right.
Thank you.
They call themselves the Dynamic Duo.
Last week's show. You should tell everybody who did listen.
Last week's show, if you missed last week's show, you got to, if you, anybody that missed last week's show, all I can
shame
tell you is
you.
Shame on you. You missed a great show. Really was fun. And if you missed the show, go to our archive. We archive all the shows. Go to June, was it
if
June, January 5th, 2020.
Yeah, January 5th,
yeah.
2020 and on.
And go scroll it down to find last week's show, which was June the 21st,
right.
2020. And then you can listen to the show. That was a great show.
All right, Chris, for the top of the hour.
Oh, by the way, before I forget, some of the acts my brother had, we didn't mention half the acts, but he had... Chris, he had B.B. King. He distributed his records. He had the original Ike and Tina Turner.
Oh,
he had,
wow, really?
He had, of course, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. He had the Temptations. And, of course, he had Jerry Butler. He had the Shirelles. She had Dionne Warwick. He had so many hits. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. Oh, I'm trying to figure out what's going on with my audio over here. I sound like I'm from Pluto.
Yeah, you don't sound so good tonight, Chris.
No, wow. What a tragedy.
We're going to break?
Yep, it's time for the break.
All righty.
Okay, we're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We'll be right back. It's the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show.